I can't hear my microphone.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I'm going to use this instead of recording software.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Wi-Fi is still offline.
So that's why I can't come.
Okay.
Testing.
We can use talk in these.
Yeah. They're on. Yeah. Mic's on. Yep. Okay. Good evening. I call to order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is June 9th, 2026, and the time is 7 p.m. Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, please note this meeting is being live streamed and recorded. There are two cameras in use this evening, one focused on the Board of Education, and another one that may be used for any public commentary presentations. By participating in this meeting, you acknowledge you may be captured on video. As a reminder, if you wish to address the board during the public commentary, please fill out one of the forms that's on the back table by the entrance there and hand it in to Jamie, our administrative assistant. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
Yes, sir. We have new business item B3G, Monroe Public Schools, resolution approving the sale of real property, authorizing execution of related documents, Trojan Bill number 6.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes.
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 Yes, and the motion carries. I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for his initial comments.
All right, well, thank you very much. So tonight is one of our exciting evenings of the year. We have our graduates with us tonight. Many of them have joined us to honor them for their scholarships that they've received. And so tonight we have their families in here first. They have a seat in the front row. So students, what I'm going to ask you to do is come up to the microphone, introduce yourself, talk about who came with you tonight. So give them a little love. Also make sure to talk about where you're going to school, what you're going to go into, and then acknowledging your scholarships. And so when you do step forward, understand there's 10 to 20,000 people watching you via live stream right here. And so no pressure on that first person to get it all right. So who's our first one up the bat? All right. Perfect. So let's hear all of this.
Hello, everybody. My name's Cole Smith, and I'm here with wonderful parents, mom and dad. I'm going to Bowling Green to pursue a degree in social work, and I was a recipient of two scholarships, the Earl and Elsie Little Scholarship and then the Anthony Tony Polizzi Scholarship. So thank you. And
all right. Nice job. All right. So big shoes to follow. Who's up?
Hello, everyone. My name is Nathan Atwood, and I plan on attending Michigan State, and I won the Earl and Elsie Little Scholarship. And these are my family, my brother, my mom, and my girlfriend. Thank you all for coming.
Hold on. What are you going to go into?
Kinesiology, and I plan to follow up graduate school to become a nurse practitioner.
Okay. Awesome. Go green. Go white. All right. Well done.
Hello, I'm Max Wright. I'm here with my parents, my mom and dad. I got the Noseworthy and Mary Kay Cosa scholarships. I'm going to Central Michigan University, and I plan to go for pre-med.
All right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Samantha Eby. Today, I'm with my mom, Jessica, and my sister, Andy. So they're the ones supporting me today. So I plan to go to Central for graphic design. I'm going to get my bachelor's in that. And then today, just thank you for the scholarships. I do appreciate it.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Hi, my name is Karina Ulf. I'm here with my sister, Alana, and my parents, Michelle and William Ulf. I'm attending Wayne State University to pursue civil engineering, and I received the Earl and Elsie, Mary Kay Cosa, and Sean Brady Scholarship.
Congratulations.
Hi, my name is Delaney Willey. I'm attending Eastern Michigan University with a degree in hospitality. I'm here with my parents, Brad and Shannon Willey. I got the Mary Kay Cosa Scholarship, the Sean Brady, and then the Horbald Scholarship.
Congrats.
I'm Jenna Cato. I'm here with Kara and Naomi Schramm. I'm attending U of M Dearborn for Health and Human Services for pre-PT, and I received the Earl and Elsie Little Scholarship.
Hi, my name is Carolyn Lavoie. I'm here with my parents, Bill and Michelle Lavoie, and in the fall, I will be attending the University of Michigan to study sports management, and I received the Earl and Elsie Little Scholarship.
Hi, my name is Elena. I'm here with my mom, Michelle Leek. I'm attending Mercy College of Ohio for radiology, and I'm thankful to be a recipient for the Donald Packard Scholarship.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Molly McCracken. I'm attending the University of Cincinnati for marketing, and I'm here with my mom, and I won the Sean Brady and the Mary Kay Cosa scholarship.
Hello. My name is Samantha McCullough. I am a recent graduate of the EMC program at Monroe High School, so I am attending Monroe County Community College to finish my last year of nursing school, and I am a proud recipient of the Earl and Elise Scholarship.
Hi, my name is Ileana Salinas. I'm here with my mother, Marquita Salinas, and I will be attending the University of Toledo, majoring in fine arts with a concentration of graphic design, and I have received the Mary Kay Cosa Scholarship and the Horvath Scholarship. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bailey Baker. I want to thank my mom, Pamela Renee Baker, for being here today. I received the Custer Scholarship, and I planned on attending Wayne State University for musical theater to earn my BFA. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Selma, and I'm here with my mother, Heba Abdullah, and I'm accepting the Custer Scholarship today. I'm going into Wayne State University to pursue a degree in political science. All right.
Hi, I'm Malachi Beglow, and I'm starting my first 2 years at the community college and then transferring to Lawrence Technological University for game design.
Hi, my name is Keegan Ferris. I'm here with my mom, Tara Ferris, and my sister, Addison Ferris. I received the Sean Brady Scholarship, the Earl and Elsie Little Custer Scholarship, the Thrift Shop Scholarship, and the... There's one more. Mary Kay Cosa Scholarship, and I'm going to community college, Monroe County Community College, for 2 years, transferring to Easter for physical and special education.
Big congratulations to all of our seniors. As we've said many times over the last month and a half, really proud of all of you. I know that you do have a home at Monroe Public Schools and always reach back out to us. I know you're going to go out and do great things in this world. Thank you to our parents for your support of our students to get them to this stage. Enjoy your grad parties. And then just a quick raise of hands, who's already had their grad party? Congratulations. Put that behind you. Now you can go enjoy your summer. So, again, great big congratulations. Thank you all for coming tonight. Before you do go out front, Wendy will be taking a picture of the group tonight. So thank you very much. While they're dismissing, the only other thing is to our people on live stream, we have had power outage. We have a power outage in our area. We've been running on generator. Allegedly, the power is back restored, so hopefully everything keeps going. But know that we have no control over power. So we'll see how it all rolls. That's all I have to say, sir, for this portion.
Public commentary. Do we have any? Okay. Next is board discussion action items. And our staffing, contracted services, and resignation reports. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll next move on to the consent agenda. Are there any items the board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda and moved over to new business? If not, can I get a...
I do want to move something off the consent agenda and pull it for further review. And then put back on another board meeting. It would be the May 12th, 2026, board meeting number 9, the closed portion of it, please. Portion.
Okay. Then can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda with the May 12, 2026 board meeting number 9 closed removed?
I move that agenda items B2A through B2D be considered as consent agenda, and it approved as recommended with the board meeting number 9 closed, pulled. I'm going to go ahead and read. A is approval of minutes. B is the MASB membership approval. C is Gatlinburg band overnight trip. D is the summer band camp overnight trip. And that concludes the consent agenda items.
Discussion? I guess just one question, I guess, just confirming the very early approval of the Gatlinburg band trip is so they can start raising funds?
Oh, that's for 28?
That's for 28.
I would like to defer to Mr. Wesley, who is here in our presence tonight, to answer any questions.
Step up to the microphone. Remember,
should we pull it before we have a discussion on it? It's in the consent agenda. Are you okay with that? All right.
I think just discuss.
Yes. So the purpose of presenting it this early is so that students can start raising funds and have a payment plan set up so that way they the payments can be smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense. Good.
Need
good
a plan. Chaperone?
Yes, we will.
We'll have to. Some.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr.
Chappity.
Yes.
Mrs. Carassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes, and the motion carries. Before we move into new business, provide some background and context to our agenda items. All items on our agenda have either been discussed in depth at a prior work session or have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although we may move through these quickly, we want the public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and review prior to the meeting tonight. And as a reminder, our work sessions are open to the public and live streamed. Next, I'll turn it over to Mr. Payne for the Monroe High School chiller fan purchase.
Thank you, President Heck. We're asking the board to approve the purchase of 20 condenser fans for Monroe High School chiller system from Train at a cost not to exceed $76,700, and this would be funded by the site sinking fund project, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Can I get a motion regarding the Monroe High School chiller fan purchase?
I move to approve purchase of 20 condenser fans from Monroe High School chiller system from Train at a cost not to exceed $76,700, and it will be funded by the site sinking fund budget.
Do I have support?
Support.
Discussion?
What do you want to fill us in on this?
So at our high school, to cool the air conditioner at the high school, has two large chillers. If you drive in the back, you'll see that brown fence. There's three big, they almost look the size of a semi. One's a generator and two are the chillers. On top of those, if you think of your condenser at your house that has a fan on the top. These have 20. Right now we're running on one chiller because there was an issue with the fans. Train worked with us on a few of them but wouldn't cover the rest under warranty. So this is the discounted price that they gave us.
How old are these fans?
Roughly 4 to 5 years. So there was a issue with those fans at that time. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Zimmerman actually worked hard with them. We actually moved all the fans from one unit to get one online because they were randomly broke. So we got one chiller up, and we had Train come out to make sure there wasn't something like that we weren't like something electrical that wasn't working, but they confirmed that they were bad fans. So this would get both chillers back online. Once you get in the high 80s, one chiller really pushes it to keep that high school at temperature.
How long was the warranty on these?
They had a bulletin that would support these until the end, I want to say, of 23. So they lasted. This isn't the first batch we replaced. We've been replacing them a few each year, but never at this magnitude. So
what is a normal lifespan?
Yeah, a lot longer than 4 or 5 years.
We're not happy about it. I did talk to Kohler Architect about that actually in our meeting today. And one of the, because I told him, I said, we need some kind of assurance that gets us through one or two seasons before we have issues. So he's looking at options, whether it's an extended warranty or some kind of insurance policy. Because due to the high cost of this system,
you never know when and if it's going to break and if they last longer. Others, so this is really a known issue with Trane, but unfortunately, we wore past the time where they'll replace them.
What about another vendor besides Trane?
We're already unofficially.
I mean, gosh darn! I mean, if we don't think Trane's going to come through for us,
no. It's unfortunate because we're. It's not like you can just switch out. This is a multi-million-dollar system that takes thousands of man hours of engineering and installation costs. So, right now, what we're doing is making sure this would allow us to have four or five spares with this purchase. So now that I will say with Mr. Zimmerman, he's very attuned. I don't know for a fact, but my guess would be is some of these have been broken for a few years, and nobody knew until it got to the level where it was affecting the startup.
Trane products need Trane products, so typically, right? I know I've used
We
Trane.
Did find one on eBay that was cheaper, but there was only a few.
Yeah.
We can't really purchase from eBay, so Larry used that to try to find other avenues. So once we get this back line, our thought is we're going to keep these, and there's a vendor that he found, I think, in North Carolina that can rebuild them at a much cheaper cost, but we can do that in our time when it's not an urgent situation.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's unfortunate, but... we're just a few fans away from not having air conditioning at the high school.
Now, would the rebuild correct the defect in these fans?
That's what we need to test and see. We don't know for a fact. There was during COVID, these were all built, and I think they rushed the install because of the supply chain issues that we all ran into. My guess, they didn't say that officially, but that's kind of what he was saying. We had a long run of these fans that were just defective everywhere. So they replaced them until the end of 23. Now, they did give us a discount on these. They just didn't give us full replacement. And this is with us putting them in to save money. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Any other additional comments, questions?
With you doing the install, will they be warrantied at all?
Yep. Larry actually worked with the Trane installer on the startup and shutdown of the fans we have. I'll be honest with you. I would trust Larry more. He's very thorough. We know what's the problem with them. It's a defect within the circuitry of the fan, the windings of the motor. So it's not really an install thing as much as we just had a bunch of defects. But, yes, we did ask him that question.
Okay, good.
The air conditioning is working now. I can feel it. Making a note of that.
Any additional questions, discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Sabatini.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferrazzi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries.
Keep right on rolling, sir.
Next, we're asking the board to approve the purchase of classroom technology and student services refresh for a total cost not to exceed $1,022,658.78. This would include the cost of hardware and financing, and this purchase would be funded by the technology millage.
Can I get a motion regarding the direct technology purchase?
I move to approve the purchase of classroom technology and student device refresh for a total cost not to exceed $1,022,658.78. This will include the cost of hardware and financing. This purchase will be funded by the technology millage.
Do I have support?
Support.
Questions, discussion?
How am I?
I've got a couple. Obviously, my first one, as always, nothing from the general fund, right?
This is 100% funded by the technology millage for the classroom.
Excellent. Now that brings the second question up. I see the word financing. Why do we need to finance?
So this has been a past practice for the last probably three or four millages, only because it allows us to give an even set of technology across the board at the same time. What we found in the beginning is when we bought technology in lumps that we tried to do training or purchase technology software, curriculum software, it was hard to make sure it would run the same for everybody. Some people had older computers. They might have three computers. One person would have one. So this makes it kind of even across the board for that round.
Would there be a problem of us delaying buying this stuff until we actually get the money from the technology budget? Or technology, I stand, technology, no?
It would be harder because if we could probably purchase some of this over the next 2 years and then delay, like, the smart boards in the classrooms. But some of the stuff is failing, and we kind of designed it. And I totally get the financing, because you're looking at, you'll say, 10 to 15 grand a year that's going to financing. But when we look at the extra parts you would keep and multiple different types and the training, you pay for that overwhelmingly cheaper to do it this way. Because we have tried that, and believe me, if we could not finance it, I would love that. But we're trying to live within the technology millage budget and keep core classroom technology refreshed at 5 or 10 years. Some hardware we change every 10 years. Some hardware we change within around 5 years, depending on how long it lasts.
Money right now is a very
sensitive
topic around here.
And by using Apple leasing, we are leveraging a cheaper lease. So Apple is leasing at about 1.99%, and I think we're about 5%. So you're looking at about 3% for the total purchase, which does help. It brings that cost down.
It's pretty solid. Competitive.
Go ahead.
So in the board briefs, I believe I read that the E-rate hasn't come in yet. So is that still the understanding that hasn't been?
We haven't committed. There's out of the major E-rate purchase, we've only used technology dollars for the firewall and the wireless licensing. So we haven't committed. So if we don't receive that E-rate funding, we probably would not purchase some of that.
Yeah, because when we had that conversation, I believe it was like $700,000, and the anticipation was that those things would be purchased out of E-rate, and we would want a 20% cost to us, if I understand that correctly. So to your point, that's what's in my head. You know, if that technology is so needed, we may need to be looking at, you know, we can't take on $700,000 plus a million for technology. I know everybody wants the newest, the best, and the brightest, and we want it to work. And I'm not suggesting we don't do that, but I'm with Gary. You know, when you look at $10,000 to $15,000 a year, we said that's no big deal. But when we looked at the discussion we had last night on the budget, you know, $25,000 was considered a big deal. And we were making changes with that. So, you know, my concern is the E-rate not coming in yet. Because during that discussion, it was, if it doesn't come in, that's coming out of the general fund.
That would be different technology, though.
Yeah. And if I may.
That was general fund then.
Well, holding off on it, though, until.
Yeah, but if the E-rate didn't come in, it was going to come out of the general fund. I believe that was a conversation. Where was it coming from?
Go ahead, Cassie.
We wouldn't purchase it. So that's what Mr. Payne was alluding to. And that purchase, what we've bought so far has only been the necessary items that we would have bought anyway out of the general fund tech millage. The portion that was going to be funded by the E-rate, we are holding back until we hear from, I forget which acronym, USAC.
That's all right.
That the contract has been approved, which is why we haven't committed to that purchase. We haven't submitted a purchase order to the vendor. We have not ordered any of those pieces because we do not want to incur that cost without knowing that the E-rate funding is coming.
So how much of that did you said you bought some?
Roughly $200,000, which we had in fund balance from the previous year. So there was some.
It's still all in the same pocket, I mean, in some aspects.
Well, I think of E-rate as it's really great if we get the money. It'd be great to buy it, but if we don't get the money, We're not going to purchase it. So, for instance,
but you did purchase $200,000 out of that
because we had to purchase the licensing anyways. So, for instance, if E-rate does not fund us what we requested, that licensing will pay for our existing wireless, not the new wireless that we would be buying at E-rate. So that cost has to happen either way. So we pre-funded that out of the tech millage. Now, if the E-rate comes through, then we would continue on in that purchase. But until they do, we wouldn't even.
So you purchased the licensing for our current structure, but if the E-rate comes in, this current structure is going away, and you're purchasing licensing for the new. Is that what I heard you say?
No.
The licenses with.
Remember, it's technology. I'm not vulgar.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The licenses that Mr. Payne purchased are for, they work with our existing, and they would work with the new wireless components.
So you wouldn't need to repurchase
something.
Correct.
Okay. It would not be a duplicated purchase. We would need it either way, whether we get the new equipment or if we continue to use our existing equipment.
Right.
That's why we're trying to leverage every penny we can to come out of tech millage and to make sure we don't incur double costs or wasted costs.
How much you get a year out of tech millage?
1.7.
A year?
About 1.7 in tax dollars.
And we would still need to take a loan. We couldn't just do that out of this. You couldn't make this purchase out of that?
What
the technology.
When you're asking for.
It is out of that. Mm-hmm. This is
but
all.
You're saying we have to finance it.
Well, it's going to.
I'm looking at not financing it because the tech millage money is already there. Why cost us $10,000, $15,000?
Because if I may, about 90% of the technology support staff is funded through the technology millage. So if you take that whole over $1 million out of this year's budget, you would then not be able to have the entirety of your tech support.
We looked at multiple ways. Believe me, we don't want to finance, but when you add up the pros and cons, we're waiting and buy stuff in piecemeal, it becomes hard to support or you get behind.
We're taking on a lot of financing lately. This isn't the first, which is why it's such a big deal when I hear it. What is the payout? How many years are you looking at?
We were looking at spreading this over 5 years, which would be paid off a year before the millage expires.
So in 5 years, you already said the technology will be outdated. So essentially,
I never said that.
Oh, I thought you said that the technology.
We try to refresh every 5 years to 10 years.
Okay.
Now some technology will last 6, some will last 12. But what I don't want to do is say I'm not going to refresh technology this year that's already 5 years old that won't make it till the next technology millage. I don't want to ever put the district in a position where we have to incur costs out of the general fund that could be subsidized by the technology.
Well, we don't want that either. We're just trying to work together to say, you know, how can we make this all, you know, I'm not a big one to keep taking on financing.
The other thing is we have staff devices for teachers to purchase. We're hoping to bring to the next board meeting, and that would come out without financing.
So how much of this request that you're having now could be removed and you could still operate, function, and do what you need to do? You just won't have some bells and whistles. Is there anything in here that could fall in that category?
This we could get, because part of this purchase, a major part of this purchase would provide K-6 classroom devices for students. The other part of this purchase.
That wasn't a one-to-one, was it?
Nope.
What was the ratio on
this
that?
This would be a one-to-two or one-to-three classroom sharing carts.
Okay.
And then at the K-2 level, there would be 6 to 8 iPads in the classroom to share throughout the day. The other part of this purchase would be K-6 smart boards and interactive, like the voice amplification for the classroom. The high school was refreshed 3 or 4 years ago. So they can make it to the next millage, where the elementaries were not completed. So
when was the last time they got their smart boards?
Some of them are 10 years old.
Really?
11 years old.
Okay.
So that's why we wouldn't, if we waited, every year we wait, we're randomly buying different versions, the software. It's really, it becomes an issue when you're trying to train teachers. If this is a new model, this is an old model, this software doesn't work as well, so we have to. It's, believe me, we've really tried to figure out a way where we could just buy it, and we have. We actually looked at the purchase for E-Rate. We pushed that to E-Rate, and that's coming out of our fund balance that we saved. The staff laptops is going to be about $175,000 purchase at the next board meeting if approved. That's going to come directly out of our funding. But when we look at our budget over the next 5 years, this would allow us to get some of that core infrastructure in place.
And a lot of the technologies that we're discussing are often how teachers are able to provide the accommodations to students that need them in their classrooms. So smart boards are a key technology for doing that, and also the audio technology that Mr. Payne is describing is a key way that we support students that have cochlear implants or hearing devices in the classroom as well.
If I may, and this is a standard past practice for the technology millage. We just this past fiscal year paid off the previous financing plan for I forget which items, but so this is something that we've done to stretch those technology millage dollars further over the course of the 5 years. So I just don't want the board, because they wouldn't have been, I don't think any of you would have been on the board at the time that went through, so I just wanted that to be an item of note, that this isn't a new thing that we're trying to do with the technology millage. We have past practice, which, and I'm not saying that we can't change that. I just wanted to make a note, as you were not the board that approved that at that time.
What would the monthly payment be?
It's not a monthly payment. It's an annual payment.
Okay.
About $200,000.
Okay.
$204,000 or something like that.
All right, thank
David, you. I'm 100% before this, but you know, I think Darla earlier said, we got to get away from financing stuff. We're doing too much financing. You know, what kind of time frame do we have before you have to initiate the spending?
We would like to get this process for July 1st so we can start getting some of the technology in. And I totally respect that, Mr. Jenkins. And one of the things we have changed is we're trying to purchase, like I said, staff laptops would be a direct purchase. Some of the server stuff we're trying to buy in pieces so we don't have to include that in the financing. But the classroom technology was getting away from us as far as just to buy it to catch them up at the K-6 buildings. And we're starting to feel that the smart boards are starting to fail. The batteries are getting replaced in the voice amplification. So what I didn't want to do is start spending $10,000, $20,000 a year, which would overcompensate that interest in just repairs, keeping stuff moving. Not to mention the other things I said with, like, the consistency, the spare parts. So we totally understand it. I don't want to finance either. But for us to keep that consistency, give all the teachers a level playing field and students, it allows us to do that. The philosophy is totally fine. Let's do a building a year. We could switch to that. But I think if we're going to switch to that, we need to know ahead of time and plan for that rotation so it's not a harsh switch for the teachers that are coming up for renewal.
That would have been my next talk about this. If we delay this a couple weeks, could you come up with an alternative plan to reduce the financing, if possible?
I think it would be hard because with Apple already providing that 2%, one thing we could consider is dropping it to a four-year, but that would be a little tight on the budget to where we don't have enough money to try to continue purchasing without financing. So like the laptop purchase, if we do additional servers. I would ask the board to support this only because, and if I know that that isn't the direction moving forward, we can start changing things a little bit so we can come up with alternative ways. This year was harder because last year we did the pilot at Waterloo, so we kicked the proverbial can down the road a little bit on the student refresh. Then we lost some of the 31A money that helped subsidize that. So we're trying to fund a lot of that with the technology millage, and this is a way to do that without incurring any additional hardship on the district.
So if I acquiesce to this and say, okay, you know, David, I'm on your side. Yep. You know, I know you know that. You know, if I acquiesce, I have the confidence that you, going forward, and your staff are going to begin to find ways not to have to finance.
If that's the direction of the board, we will absolutely say, okay, the next refresh, we'll do our best to find different ways. I just, you know, we need time to plan that as we look at the next round of technology and costs. And
so one of the things that Dave hasn't mentioned is if you look at the technology that's being purchased, it's Apple products. So the life expectancy actually moves up on those products. So in essence, that next go-around should be able to, instead of being that five-year refresh, it could be, that's where you could start to extend that time.
Or do so much 1 year, do so much next year rather than do a district-wide. I know you do elementary and secondary separate. I do believe that, right?
We try to do it like a K-4, K-6, and then a 7-12 or over 3 years. But if that's the board's direction, we can definitely try. And we did try this year, but desktop costs were $500, you know, 3-4 months ago. They're $800 now.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about the switching to iPads and the benefit of that. So
Kevin and his team have worked extremely hard to find the best technology for the breast, right? We even stopped everything a month ago and went out to RFP it again to try to even get more aggressive pricing, which we actually did. We've seen the mounts come down by $200. We were testing BenQ boards and smart boards. We really tried both. We had them in buildings. So we tried to get as aggressive as we could to get that price down. But if that's the direction of the board, we will definitely we'll talk to the team and say, listen, from now on, we have to figure out a way to basically, like we do the students, we refresh
classrooms and buildings on a cycle. So,
Dave, is there any any supply line issues? I know chips are a little bit in scarcity right now.
Right now with Apple, there's not. Not saying it wouldn't be in a future, but with Dell, there are. I'll give you an example. Later on, we've had the backup servers. They're only giving us 10 days on these quotes to guarantee them for. So it's we almost have to wait. Yeah, we have to wait till right before the board briefs and the board to submit them because Dell, Cisco, there's just so much volatility in the market.
Servers are taking up all the chips.
So it's been very hard to get a desktop quote for desktop computers because of the price increase.
Because there's bigger money elsewhere.
Yeah. Where they're just sucking up all the chips.
We're catching up on the... Okay.
But right now, the stuff we're asking for should not have any supply chain issues as of right now.
Okay, good. Any additional questions, comments? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Brock.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mr.
Sabadini.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries. Next is the Cantrick Cafe VCT Flooring.
All right, we're asking the board to approve the purchase and installation of flooring at Cantrick Cafe and authorize administration to proceed with the project utilizing food service and site sinking fund resources at a cost not to exceed $18,400. And I believe the split, or is it fully funded by Sodexo?
We did hear back from the state of Michigan, and they did approve the full amount of $18,400 out of the food service fund.
Good. Can I get a motion?
I move to approve the purchase and installation of flooring at the Cantrick Cafe and authorize administration to proceed with the project utilizing food service resources at a cost not to exceed $18,400.
Do I have support?
Support.
Discussion, questions?
I took out the site-seeking fund, and as I was moving along, I'm glad to hear that because we have a surplus money there. So we know that. So that's a good thing.
One small question. Is VCT an acronym or?
You know, that's just what we call the tile, the square tiles. Okay, we put down. So I'm not a flooring expert, but.
Okay.
I believe it stands for vinyl composite tile.
Oh.
Ooh, Cassie. Look at you.
Nice job, Cassie.
Thank you for Google.
Yeah. Don't ask me why that was in my mind. It's just one of those things that I heard once, and it just, you know, sleeper agent.
It works for all of us.
Any additional questions or discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Ms. Frosty.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries. That's still to you, Dave.
All right, we're asking the board to approve the purchase of district carpet by awarding the project to Finishers Unlimited at a cost not to exceed $141,809.50, and this would be funded by the site sinking fund project.
Can I get a motion regarding the district carpet purchase?
I move to approve the purchase of the district carpet purchase by awarding the project to Finishers Unlimited at a cost not to exceed $141,809.50 to be funded through the site sinking fund.
Do I have support?
Support.
Any discussion or questions?
Am I on?
Yes.
So when the 5-6 building discussion, which was seems like a long time ago, but it was only a year ago, there was I remember purchasing a lot of extra carpet at the time. So where are we at? Like I'm guessing you used all that and this is going somewhere else. I know the high school got a bunch of new carpet. So what are you looking at?
So the spare carpet, good thing we had it. We had a leak at Raisinville and we had classrooms that one of the actual project managers when they were doing the bond work noticed it on the floor and we did extract all the carpet, but we couldn't get the smell out. So we ended up using that spare carpet for 3 or 4 classrooms at Raisinville.
Where's this going?
This is going to Manor, about 8 classrooms at Manor in the hallways to match with the bond work.
Okay.
Custer has a few classrooms and Hollywood has a few classrooms. We did not purchase any spare carpet this time. We bid it to see what the cost would be, but we found if we purchase it now, ourselves direct, we can save money. And also, now that we're purchasing carpet squares, we can actually store it in the warehouse. Yeah. Where before, with the rolls, it was just not convenient for us to house it.
So you get squares?
So we get squares. So now if there's a damage or a spill we can't fix, we can swap that square out.
Yeah, just a square.
Is all the buildings using the same carpet now or no?
There's about four runs of carpet that we use. High school and Manor share, and we're going to also switch that to the middle school and Cantrick. There's a run for Hollywood and Waterloo, and then Raisinville is the same as, I want to say, Orchard. There's a blue, a green, and a yellow, a Custer, and a red.
Okay. So,
but they're all essentially the same with a different highlight of color to match their logos.
And this would take care of us for a year?
About a year. What we do is each year throughout the year we start a tally list on a spreadsheet of any rips or tears that we can't fix or if rooms unsafe. And then we kind of build that list. And what we try to do, unless it's completely something we have to change, we try to target one building. We were hoping to do most of Manor just so we had all the buildings shut down. But there was some safety issues at Custer and Hollywood that we had to address. So we only did about a third of Manor was replaced, classrooms.
Thanks.
Any other questions or discussion? Mm-mm. Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabatini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries. You're up again, Dave, it looks like.
Right. Our last one is storage refresh. We're asking the board to approve two Dell servers from People Driven Technologies in the amount of $45,035.72, and this would also be funded by the technology millage.
Okay. Can I get a motion regarding the backup and Tier 2 storage refresh?
I move to approve the purchase of two Dell servers from People Driven Technologies in the amount of $45,035.72. This purchase will be funded by the technology millage.
Do I have support?
Support.
Discussion, questions?
This is what you just brought up earlier, right?
This would be our backup server that we use to back up offsite, and also our Tier 2 storage, which is your picture stuff that doesn't need to be accessed fast, so you can pay a little cheaper for the disk space. So these are the ones, though, that we referenced it, because we've been bidding on these and trying to watch and see if it was going to go up and down, and it just keeps going up. So,
yeah. This is more for, like, archive files?
This was everything that that we have in our system. All of our servers are backed up to this system, and then this system backs it up offsite as well.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabatini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries.
Thank you, everyone.
Mrs. Joseph.
Thank you, President Heck. Tonight we ask the board to move to approve the purchase of Manor office furniture from Wolverine Furniture at a cost not to exceed $39,164.99, and this would be funded through the district curriculum budget.
Can I get a motion regarding the Manor office furniture purchase?
I'll move to approve the purchase of Manor office furniture from Wolverine Furniture at a cost not to exceed $39,164.99 through the district curriculum budget.
Can I get support?
Support.
Questions, discussion?
So the furniture comes through the district curriculum budget. Can you explain, is that general fund or?
That is general fund. Okay. And that's being built into, should the board approve it tonight, that will be built into the 26-27 budget. It will not arrive before the end of June. So it's provided the board approves the purchase tonight, it will be in part of the budget that will be presented at the next meeting.
Is this replacing existing older furniture?
Yes. So Manor is the final building to receive the renovation of their entrance. Mm-hmm. And I will say from being at Manor for a while as the principal, the furniture there was always extremely old. It's still the same furniture there when I was there
10-ish years ago. So the furniture there really is in need of replacement. And we did provide that to all of the other buildings as their entrances were redone. We did furnish all of the other buildings with new office furniture. So we would appreciate being able to do the same thing for Manor.
Yeah. Remember, too, that redesign at theirs, they are new offices and conference rooms. So it's it actually really it's different. And so, for example, like where the secretarial staff sit, it's a whole new area. So the furniture would match the mm-hmm. design.
There's like five offices plus a conference room and a break room. So it's, and I will completely concur with what Terry said. If I had to pick one building that definitely needed furniture, we've taken it apart, readjusted it, spread it from one to two people. They're actually, Miss Tylenda's using furniture from our office in her office right now.
So, you know, it's interesting. We sit here and we're talking about budget. We talk about numbers, and we talk about numbers that were less than this, you know. But I have been at Manor, and I have seen the furniture. And I walked in, and I was like, huh, man, you can't help but comment on I've seen that furniture a long, long time around. So I understand we started a process of getting everybody new stuff, but they definitely need it. So, it's understanding it's out of the budget, but it's pretty rough.
So this is not in our current budget. Mm-mm. I want to make sure I understood correctly.
Current for next year.
For next year.
Well, the budget we're proposed the budget right is for next year anyway, so yeah. The budget that we're going to look at approving, this would be an addition into that, correct, Cassie?
It'll be built into that budget, yes, ma'am.
So it won't be part of the $6.4 million that we're saving? We're going to lose about $40,000 out of that?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Which is why,
I understand what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Very correct.
I got it.
Pictures are worth 1,000 words. I guess I should have seen the pictures.
You know, I almost did that.
That would have been helpful.
Arrangements can be made. I do have parent loop tomorrow at Manor.
So. I trust. Say again, Cassie.
I said that could be arranged. I am picking up my girls in the parent loop at Manor tomorrow.
I'll be in Cleveland, so if we can work that out somehow, that'd be
Isn't
great.
Isn't it Mrs. Duffy's desk that you see when you come in? Yeah.
Miss Canine and Miss Duffy, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll be happy.
Thrilled.
Right.
Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Trossi.
Yes.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes. Yes, and the motion carries. Superintendent Shaw?
Okay, so Monroe, so tonight we're asking the board to approve the recommended purchase of offer C, and also approve the resolution for the sale of real property, authorizing execution of related documents for Trojan Build 6. Those documents are in front of you.
Thank you. Can I get a motion for the Monroe Public Schools resolution for the sale of Trojan Build number 6?
Do we have an offer number on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's letter C. If someone approves, I'll go through them for you.
I will move to approve offer C.
I was just going
to. All cash, $360,000. The recommended purchase offer and resolution approving the sale in real property and authorizing execution of related documents for Trojan Build number 6.
Support.
Discussion or questions?
So if you go through and you look at the very bottom number highlighted, option A is $340,000 to the district. Option B is $342,378 to the district. Option C is $348,469 to the district. Option C, besides being the high bid, it also is a cash offer, and it's also going to close in 2 weeks. So
excellent.
It checks all the boxes of yes, yes, and double yes.
And there's more revenue because there's no buyer's broker commission.
Correct.
Good. Any other additional questions or discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Trossi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Huck.
Yes, and the motion carries. We'll now move to old business, action, discussion items. And I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw and Mrs. Shook for the state fiscal monitoring update discussion.
Thank you. All right, Cassie.
We do not have our meeting with the state until the Monday before our meeting on the 23rd. So we will have an update at that time. And I believe before, we did have the one.
Yes.
I apologize. I didn't bring my notes, but we discussed the progress we were making on developing next year's budget, any changes to current staffing, any future borrowing that we had planned at that time. And they did not have any major concerns with what we discussed. They did let us know the assistant grant that we had submitted information for. There's potentially a delay in the state awarding the grant, so there may be some timing issues for when they're able to designate if we are going to be able to receive any of those funds. But hopefully our next meeting they'll have an update on that.
So all the changes that are going on, they had no concerns with all that?
No, ma'am.
What they're going to, our big conversation will be July with them, because we'll have the next year's budget, and we'll also have our budget resolution, our final budget presented, and so that will trigger then any kind of conversation that they would have based off that information.
Yeah, because you'll be doing your final budget from this year.
Correct.
Yes. You'll see the final amended and then the proposed for the
20th. We'll have them both at our meeting. Okay.
Yes.
And I hope this is the right time to bring this up. And I mentioned it, the state aid note. Mm-hmm. And do we clarify what we're doing with that?
I can. I know there was a question posed. I thought it was going to be part of this discussion yesterday when we spoke about the budget. But it, then
we didn't. Can we go? We'll put that in number two.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the fiscal monitoring?
Okay. All right. The next item there is the 26-27 budget discussion. So three items for you, and then we'll also get, or it's actually four, I'm sorry, because we'll get into the state aid note. So in your board briefs, we're going to be providing you the number of MPS district hires who are being laid off. So that way you'll have a quantity and know what that number is. Also,
does that include EduStaff? Because I forgot on the contractor report there were EduStaff that they listed laid off, and I don't know if they were really laid off or not. Remember we had the whole language thing, are they really laid off or not? We're just going to go over the MPS, or we're not going to go over the EduStaff as well?
We share all the staff that are being laid off. The ones that are going to cost us any form of money will be MPS staff.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, however you want to play that, I was just asking.
1 second, just getting my
notes. I just remember reading it.
So then the other one is we will also be providing you the breakdown of the severance package, so the number of staff, and then the replacement, because that was a question that was posed. Last night and prior, there was lots of conversations around the dual role of our HR director, and then as we've said right along, we have been listening. And so after last night's conversation, we really started to think about it today of, like, at the end of the – it's all said and done, you know, I can count, you know, where the kind of board sits. And so what we would like to do is just move forward. We're going to post for an HR director. It doesn't mean that the hire is going to happen, but we're going to post, go through that. So then that way, once we know that our one position is potentially moved, but, like, there was a lot of other conversations, like, well, even having can I quote you? You're okay with that? Yeah, fine. I appreciate it.
If the quote's wrong, I'll tell you.
I know. And it's not going to be perfect either, so get ready. Is that, so why share, you know, if we're struggling with the sharing because it was, you know, it's not about Cassie's idea of Cassie sharing, or so if we do that in another department, why would we do that? And so after hearing that and then hearing a lot of the conversations around the table, you know, we're hearing that. So what we would like, so what tomorrow we would do is we're going to post for that position, because that's not one of those quick posts like that. It's a 10, 12 day post kind of a deal. Lots of times we also though understand we keep positions open because we may get to a number of candidates review and feel like, okay, we've got a good candidate pool, look at it, but know that that would be the process, and then we we would then come back to you here.
I would like the language to not just be posting for a position, but actually hiring before we, you know, not just posting a position that there will be actually someone hired for that position included in that language. Unless I missed and you said both.
Nope. I was really, at the end of the day, it's based off the conversations. That's why I appreciate our conversations at this table. Is that, you know, there's no straw votes, and but it's a whole idea of, yeah, I can listen very clearly. So we're going to go through that process.
Yeah.
If I may, I
so
think
adding that.
What Andy was saying was he couldn't guarantee how quickly it would be filled.
Yeah.
I don't think he was trying to imply
that
we just would post it for the sake of posting it.
I was just saying for the purpose of the language.
It could have been taken that way, so I just want the conversations that we've had as the cabinet have not been that. We would be posting and filling it, but we're just unsure how long of the process would be.
Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
Yep. And, Brian, I want to say I appreciate, too, that your statement last night, you know, that it wasn't about Cassie. It's just more about the dualness of that and the importance of the HR director and calling that up.
Yeah, I'm glad that it was taken the right way at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It's a tough world to retain teachers in the first place. We're not actually leading the pack on what we're offering first-year teachers.
Right.
So we have to be creative with what we do in retention.
Yep.
So hopefully it'll be a challenging job for the next HR director. Cindy did a good job, and then it'll be a challenge to follow up on that. The cake was great.
The cake was awesome.
And then the last item, as Darla requested, is I'm going to have Cassie take a moment and talk about the state aid note.
So as we've discussed previously, because of our cash flow at the district where we incur expenses before some of our tax money and state aid funds come in, there's an issue with having enough fund balance to cover the district during that time. And currently, as the board is aware, our fund balance is relatively low. So we do not have the fund balance to carry through, in my estimation. And the MFA program is what I had spoken to in the fall when we did the private state aid note, that it would be a distinct possibility, and as I'm indicating now, we are hoping to participate in that program because it is a pooled program. You do often get a more favorable interest rate, and utilizing the set-aside pool, which we have in the past, we also get interest back from doing that portion, and it is not borrowing in the traditional sense. We are borrowing against our future revenues that are, we're pledging our state aid and receiving those funds in advance of, it's more of an advance than a traditional borrowing. And without participating in that program, we would not have sufficient cash resources in the general fund for our operations.
So the previous state aid notes have already been paid and covered.
I will be paying the last payment before it is due on the 25th of this month.
You know what this reminds me of? Like a cash advance, where you have to go to a cash advance and borrow on your paycheck.
Payroll.
Right. And I'm like, that is not a good practice to constantly. So it's built into the budget for next year and that this would not be needed. I'm hoping that's what we're building in.
I'm not far enough into next year's budget to say that for certain. We would not be able to say that we don't need the cash flow borrowing until we see a significant increase in our fund balance. And the reason that we hadn't had to do that for the last approximately 5 years is because we did have a higher fund balance from all the funding that came in during COVID-19 pandemic funding that came in. So we had a period of time where we didn't have to do the cash flow borrowing, but now, as this board is aware, we've exhausted that fund balance.
What's the amount?
I am projecting a not to exceed $8 million, but I'm not far enough into next year to do.
There's no way we're going to build a fund balance up to $8 million.
Right, not in 1 year. And so that's why I'm saying there would have to be something significant happening in the upcoming year for us to not need to borrow again next year.
Or giving us a boatload of money.
Right.
Well, we're back to that's why I
fill the ship and the barge up, please.
In the March budget presentation, we talked about how you've got to start building the fund balance back. And mm-hmm. so it's going to take a few years, but get back to that $7, $8 million number, mm-hmm. then we're not doing that. But prior to COVID, that was, though, a very common practice in our mm-hmm. district is that mm-hmm. you borrow to get through that cash flow.
I read in the packet that out of, I was there like 600 and some schools, I don't remember the amount, that only 100 schools had applied for it. And I'm like, that's a pretty low percentage that, what are these other schools doing? We get the same funding, we get the same stuff.
Out of 600?
It said,
Well,
it varies greatly based on the funding that some school districts in some areas, instead of having winter taxes, their summer taxes. So then they receive their money over the summer, so then they don't need to borrow.
It's the timing of okay. when you get
and
the
it,
funds.
It's kind of the timing of the funds.
We can't change our timing.
Yeah. I would not recommend making that change arbitrarily.
Just asking. I don't know.
Because that would,
it's your world, not mine.
Yes. No, I would not recommend making that change without extensive communication to your constituents.
What's the interest rate on this?
I don't, until they finalize the pool, I don't have a firm interest rate. Based on the documents that the state, the MFA released, it's between 4 and 4.25%. So while I said a not to exceed $8 million, I projected only maybe having to use $7 million, which would be over the course of the year $297,000 in interest, but some of that would be offset by the earnings because we do participate in the set-asides pool, which they'll start deducting payments from our state aid in from January through August, and then it would be paid off. And I can't speak to how much we would get back because it depends on how many people opt for the set-aside pool.
And I'm guessing I'm probably not going to get a whole lot of agreement here, but I kind of see it the same way I see the other stuff. You know, is going to cash advances? Probably not, but if that's the way we have to currently do it, it's just frustrating.
Very frustrating.
I would also say, though, to you that watch over the next 2 years the number of schools that will go back to borrowing because mm-hmm. that was and has been a common practice. The legislature quite a few years ago was always trying to figure out how to rectify that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know the amount of money that gets spent into the borrowing. So that percentage will increase because I know that there's other local districts right now mm-hmm. that are spending down their fund balance. And so at some point in time, it'll happen.
And some districts may do what we did in the fall and do a private state aid note instead of you don't have to participate in the MFA. It's just, it's sort of seamless because I don't have to worry about going in and making the payment. It just comes off of the state aid payments, so it kind of just flows on its own. Not that it's difficult for me to go in and make a payment, but it's just we don't even have to worry about it. It's just automatic, and we get the interest rate based on the pool and the state's credit rating and not as an individual school district. So there are a lot of positives. I can understand, you know, the expense of the interest is obviously an amount that we have to account for. However, not doing the cash flow borrowing, that amount of interest is a lot less than not being able to cover expenses for a period of time.
Is the 31 AA money still on a set-aside? Because you had set that money aside when we originally got it?
No, the state has recaptured that because we opted back out.
So they've already taken that money back. I knew there was a hold, and I wasn't sure where it was at with it.
So they paid it to us, and then once they had the opt-out period and that ended, then they recaptured it on either the next or second.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
okay,
we don't
so that's already a done deal over with and done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And so then our last item is SEL discussion. We're still working through gathering the information Mr. Heck has requested from the teachers, and so we'll get that, compile it, and bring that to you. So that's all I have underneath old business, sir.
Do you have any
Superintendent comments?
Do. So, great big thank you. My goodness, out of MHS, we couldn't have picked and put together a more beautiful evening that night. I feel for our band and us up on the platform, getting a chance to stare into that sun. But to our community members and parents, you sitting up in the bleachers, oh, they had some beautiful shade that night there. But what a beautiful event. Well done. And same goes for Orchard. You know, I know we had a lot of conversations around Orchard this spring, and it was wonderful because I thoroughly love the cowbell at Orchard. And then
that's great.
It is. And then our Learning Bank, that was a pretty special night. The stories we hear at the Learning Bank our students, and we think about, you know, when we think about students at the Learning Bank, it's all ages. And people, I think the most impressive, or not impressive, most special story was mom graduated from Learning Bank, and her two kids also graduated from Monroe High School this year. And so what a wonderful evening and a testament to her perseverance. So thank you, everybody, for that. Last day of school is tomorrow, half day. So the parent loop will be full at all those buildings. And there, I would highly recommend stay away from Her Road at about 10:15 tomorrow. As our kids are moving out of there. Summer meals will be firing up here. And we're, once again this year, partnering with Monroe Community College, Tot Lots, and the City of Monroe Parks, beginning Monday, June the 22nd. Very popular options of 7-day meal bundles, all allowing parents to pick up an entire week worth of breakfast, lunch for their students. And so Raisinville, that's on Thursdays. And if you're ever wanting to just come out on Thursday morning at around the probably 9 o'clock hour to help set up and take part at Raisinville, feel free to. That's a pretty amazing event there. And what's really wild is they cannot begin the loop until 10 o'clock on the button, okay? And I believe last year the first car was always there at about 8 a.m. sitting there waiting to make sure. And so
it's a loop thing.
It's a raise of a loop thing. I appreciate that. And then beginning the week of June the 22nd and concluding the week of August 6th, this building will be going Monroe High School and Middle School, along with then the staff at transportation. We'll be working 4 days, going 4-10s, and so the Fridays will be off. And then, like I said, after that week of August 6th, firing back up to a 5-day week. It doesn't stop transportation. They're still going to be running buses and doing stuff, but the main portion of that staff will be out. It's hard to imagine. The last part is that this year was fast, I think, in terms of years and how fast they go by, but this was a very fast year. I've said it right along. Kudos to our staff and our students and parents on a really a very productive year. And I wish everyone that's being on here tonight have a safe and enjoyable summer, and should be exciting for our kids. That's all I have tonight, sir.
Okay. Board member commentary.
Are we have public commentary, or we did.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Public commentary. Do we have any?
Yes, Mr. Eck, we do. Ms. Nettinger, if you'd like to come address.
Sitting for a long time. I'll be brief. First, on the air conditioner chiller thing, I think my husband talked to the guys who put in our latest air conditioning and furnace, and they said a lot of the reasons things don't last are all the environmental regulations. You notice our kitchen appliances don't last like they used to and everything else. So anyway, my main topic here is scholarships. Just curious, how many scholarships did we give this year? Do we know?
So typically we would have had that. I'll bring it to our – I'm sorry, usually
I can
answer. Oh. But we couldn't get the print off tonight.
Okay, I can. I have the Google Doc. If you give me just a moment, I can.
Okay, thanks.
I would like to have her share that because I think this is important for the board to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed several kids got multiple scholarships. I know. And another question, is there any board member involvement in the selection process anymore? Years ago, there used to be, and
I didn't even know they came from Monroe. I just asked.
Yeah,
I thought they were community scholars.
A lot of donors, like Mary Kay Cosa, left, I think, most of her estate to the schools, didn't she? And she had no children. So
the amount that is coming out of the Education Foundation of Monroe Public Schools is $51,525. And it is...
Okay.
I'm getting it to count the number of scholarships with some maybe duplicated students, but it's still...
Yeah, I think the last time I was on the committee, we only had as many applicants as we had scholarships to give, so everybody who applied got something.
There was 37 scholarships awarded, and they range from $500 to $2,000.
Okay. Good to know.
And the Erlen Elsie Little Scholarship is out of the Community Foundation of Monroe, and they awarded $19,000, and that was to 19 students.
Okay, I think that's it. Thanks.
Thanks,
Yamba.
Is that it?
That is it, sir. Yes.
Okay. Now, board member commentaries. Hey, who wants to start?
Mary must be out.
I was giggling to myself because it was now board member commentary. That's all.
Stacy, anything?
I'm just going to say it was great to see the student scholars in here tonight, and congratulations to Sunday on her retirement. I heard the cake was excellent.
It was a great afternoon. Filled with cake.
Gary, anything?
Echo exactly what Stacy said. Congratulations to the scholarship winners. Cindy, best of luck. Thank you. You know, you did a great job. Thanks.
Maybe we can get her to run for the board.
I already brought that up.
Just put a different plaque on her in front of her.
She already has a spot.
Yeah.
And
why would you do that, right?
So something that I am grateful for Cindy for is that my trajectory to Monroe Public Schools is largely in part because of you. So thank you for that. And then also just thank you for the intentionality that you brought to your department and then also to what you do here. And then similarly, for all the summer meals that are provided, I think that that is such an important program for our community. I know that we kind of chuckled that our first recipient always lines up at 8 a.m., even though the line doesn't start until 10. I think that's a testament to the need in our community. So I'm grateful for that program and for all the people that work to make that happen over summer.
Brian?
I'm good.
Gary?
I just have a few questions about the senior scholarships because my son was a senior this year as well. He was in the MC program, and he applied for hundreds of scholarships. He was told that he would not qualify for the MPS Education Foundation scholarships. So after he applied for probably 10 of them, he stopped applying for those. He did receive a scholarship from the Community Foundation of Monroe County, one of the academic excellence ones. And I noticed that several of those students were not here tonight, were not invited. So somewhere there's a miscommunication. But we need to get Mrs. Bonham with the EMC program and the counselors together to figure that out, because we had 14 EMC students that were in the top 100, probably in your top 20, and none of them were here tonight. I saw one was here, and she got a scholarship that everyone else was told they couldn't apply for. So there is definitely something going on there, because these are bright kids, and they're not getting any of the scholarships.
If I may, thank you for bringing that to my attention. The majority of the Education Foundation scholarships are for Monroe High graduates, which the EMC students would be, so I'm not sure where that disconnect has occurred. But thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, it's been all year.
And we don't
multiple emails.
And we don't receive all of the information for the Community Foundation of Monroe scholarships that are awarded, so that may be why some were missed. The counselors are more involved with the Earl and Elsie. That's pretty much the only one that we're aware of as far as for this reception. And I know normally we don't comment back, but I appreciate you letting us know so that we can address that.
Those kids would have loved to come and, and thank Yvonne for that scholarship. That's mainly where those came from. So, and if anyone is going to just recycle your booklets, I know there are a lot of families who would love an extra copy for another family member. So,
pass them down.
That's all I have.
There you go.
Okay.
I will pass them on.
Darla?
Yes. Give me a second. Hold on.
Wait, here's more.
There we go.
So the members of the board, we had a conversation, the Substance Abuse Coalition with the Community Mental Health Partnership of Southeast Michigan and Catholic Charities for substance abuse for youth to reduce. And so the campaign that they did was for basically graduation season. So there's three signs. I thought I grabbed all three, but I only grabbed two. For the board members, you have indicated that you would put them out at businesses. And it's to encourage people not to provide alcohol to minors and not to minors' friends as well. So I have them in my trunk. So every board member, find the green car out there. And I appreciate you putting these out. I had like 15 minutes today. I got caught in a downpour, but I had like four businesses, and then someone took one for their business. Take them in like 15 minutes. So it's an easy sell in this town.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will do. That it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Just a note, when I was listening to all the scholarships, and I'm amazed at the Elsie and Earl little scholarship. I got one in 1972 for $200. There must be quite a pool of money if they're still giving them out. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and congratulations to Cindy. Now, I'm trying to remember, were you principal when Donna started? Or that's right.
Well, Terry and Donna, the last year they co-taught. I came the next year with Joanne Weeks.
Okay. I remember Joanne Weeks.
That was in 2000.
It was like 2000.
It was 2000.
And what was Mary, because Mary Kay Cosa was there.
She was there, but I think Joni Perry had taken her spot.
So Mary Kay was there with, Mary Kay had the little building, and she was
Yeah.
Okay.
She went back and forth.
Right. And then Joanne had Joni Perry over at Custom One. Yes. And then they went to two, and it was Joanne and I.
Okay.
You have another board meeting with us, though, right?
I do.
So you're going to have to bring us a wealth of information. Like, teach us stuff we didn't know about Cindy's time at the Grand Central School. And that chocolate cake is always welcome. And
So, Cindy, thank you not just for being HR director, but all your service to Monroe Public Schools.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, so that concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular board meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 23rd, and will begin at 5:30 p.m. A work session will be held on Monday, June 22nd. Also beginning at 5:30 p.m., and we'll get it on the schedule for next Tuesday, the 16th, to return Mr. Thompson and Mr. Lechner for the special board meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Can I get support?
Support.
Show of hands. Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 is adjourned, and the time is 8:21 p.m., and it's nice and cool in here.
It's freezing in here.